The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Last night, the ASIC store on O'Connell Street suffered another blow as it was broken into again. People smashing through the front door and vandalising and robbing the shop. It's the third time this has happened since it opened. It's the second time since it was badly looted in the riots 18 months ago. And it is being seen as an example of the kind of criminality, vandalism and burglary that is now common in, or at least perceived to be common, in Dublin city centre. Paul Gallagher is owner of the ASIC store and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Anton. I mean, it's just been quite difficult and challenging to see, you know, 3:30, 4 this morning. Some young gurrier and his partner or girlfriend, whoever it was, broke in the front of the store and then went straight to the tills. No cash there in the float, so everything was in the safe. And then proceeded to rob armfuls and a whole big load of stock. I'm just doing a stock take on it now, but it looks like there's 2, 3, 4 grand worth of stock gone. And they just ran out the door and they were in and out in 5 minutes. And it's getting more and more commonplace. And we believe there was two or three other stores, again, victims of crime last night. So I don't know what's going on. But like the whole shoplifting thing is an epidemic at the moment. And there's no consequence. The Minister for Justice needs to stand up and take action on this, because there's a revolving door system that's been in situ for quite a while now, and we've been harping on about this for ages and nothing has changed. There's no consequences. The government are almost inciting crime by letting these guys off every time they do it with this revolving door system. The Gardaí are annoyed and frustrated because they're arresting them, and then the guys are just getting let back out again, and the government say they haven't enough prison cells, and that's their problem, not ours. They need to sort that out.
And explain what you mean, Paul, by that inciting crime.
Well, I mean, if you don't punish it, you're acknowledging it, you know. They don't seem to want to punish it. I mean, the Gardaí are doing a decent, reasonably decent job. I don't think there's enough Gardaí on the streets. And I think Gardaí should be patrolling the inner city like Henry Street, Grafton Street, O'Connell Street. There should be 24/7 Gardaí patrolling those streets, because it's the heart of our capital city. And I can't understand for the love of me why that can't be done. We need more Gardaí on the streets. And then when they do arrest these guys, we need a system, a judicial system that's fit for purpose. There's a complete revolving door syndrome. And these guys, when they're a petty criminals or shoplifting or at the very start of it, there's no consequence when they're caught. And then they get brazen and bolder and they move up the ladder, and then they're breaking and entering like the guy last night. And then they go up to other levels of crime. And it's like you're inside. You're not punishing it, but it's like you're almost rewarding it. Now, that might be a little bit pushing it a small bit, but it's like, unless there's a consequence for crime, they're going to keep doing it, and it's going to get worse. And I mean, you know, even the, like, I came out of the ASIC store today, another one of these e-scooters came by and nearly took me down. And I mean, like, they're just flying around the footpaths as well. There's a certain lawlessness around.
That's what I wanted to get your view on, Paul, as to whether or not they're connected, because regularly on this program and others in the station, you'll get people texting in talking about that generalised sense of lawlessness, of dirtiness, of sort of vague threat in the centre city. Do you think that directly connects with the kind of criminality where people are actually breaking into the shops and stealing them?
And also the lady, I heard a few of them today on News Talk earlier about the bus drivers, about the woman who had to, give up being her job as a bus driver because she got beaten up or punched twice and attacked and all that sort of stuff, and the amount of assaults on bus drivers. So theirs again is another level of lawlessness. Like the guys going around in the e-scooters with the heads, with the helmets down and the balaclavas up and it's 25 degrees. Like they're not up to any good, right? The whole level of sort of criminality and this new generation, because there's no response, because there's no consequences, or should I say no serious consequences, and because we don't have harsh enough penalties for when they're caught, it's like breeding a sense of lawlessness, particularly in the inner city in Dublin. And I, for one, I was asked a question today, do you surrender to these guys? And I said, well, I'm sorry. I said, I'm standing on O'Connell Street. And I said, there's an Irishman. I wouldn't like to surrender on O'Connell Street. I mean, what legacy will that leave to the generations that are coming behind us, Anton? I mean, I think that's a question that needs to be asked the government.
Well, we asked our reporter, Josh Crosby, to talk to shoppers in the city to see what sort of feeling they had and whether or not it matched that which Paul is describing. Paul, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. That's Paul Gallagher, owner of Asics on O'Connell Street. And this is what the shoppers in Dublin had to say to Josh Crosby.
I don't feel safe anymore in town. I actually come in early in the morning. I'm in work. That's why I'm coming in the afternoon. Town has changed. I wouldn't even come in town at night time.
Just out of fear?
Out of fear.
I feel like, yes, there is an increase in guards, but like it's not deterring the young people. And I know that probably sounds harsh, and it probably is, but I would honestly say I think they need to be a bit more proactive. They go down to Templemore, do all this training, it's brilliant. But like when they're walking around, it's like they're there, but they're not there.
No, I haven't noticed there's much more guards on the streets. Never feel safe coming into the city centre. Work out in Sandymount, and I would be very hard got to come into the city centre the way it is at the moment. I'm just in here now today because of a work event. Other than that, there's no way I'd be in the city centre.
Well, what is it?
Don't feel safe in the city. Just do not feel safe in the city. Especially around the Stephen's Green area, definitely not. Just since COVID, it's just never come back to the safety levels that I would expect.
Walking around Dublin on a day like this, I do feel safe. I've never really felt much of a threat, but I would still like to see the presence of more Gardaí around.
Have you noticed that in the last couple of months?
I haven't really, and I know, like, because I've heard discussions about that. I've heard that there are more. And even, we're in the city centre now, but even in my own area, apparently there are more out and about, but they never seem to be there when I witness things that you would want the Gardaí to see, and I haven't felt much of a presence, I have to say.
And in town today, now yourself, have you witnessed anything?
But I come into town every Wednesday night and I get the Lewis home, and every week we see an incident in the street. It's amazing when we come out at 9 o'clock.
Well, there you go. That was our reporter, Josh Crosby, asking shoppers how they feel about the level of threat in Dublin. Texas say it's not just Dublin. The whole country's gone to the dogs. Guards not caring. Judges handing out suspended sentences to people with hundreds of convictions. Although another saying, this shop robbery is not new. 1960s, my granny's tiny corner shop regularly burgled. Burglars were caught in the act, transported to Fitzgibbon Street Garda station, released 2 hours later and came back to finish the robbery that they'd started. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.